Hastings, Harriet. Saratoga Springs, New York, August 11, 1851. Dear Sister Harriet, I sit down by candlelight to address you a few lines. We are all quite well and smart today. We have just been moving and are not settled yet. Last Tuesday, we moved to Saratoga Springs, and the same day that we moved, number one, volume two of the paper came off, and we folded and wrapped them. Not having a table to wrap and fold on, we took a fireboard and put it on an old sink and made that answer. And by sitting up very late, we got the papers into the mail next morn. Yesterday, which was Sabbath, we had a sweet, glorious time. The Lord met with us, and the glory of God was shed upon us, and were made to rejoice and glorify God for His exceeding goodness unto us. I had a deep plunge in the ocean of God's love. It seemed that the angels of God were hovering all around. The love of God was shed abroad in my heart. My whole being was ravished with the glory of God, and I was taken off in vision. I saw the exceeding loveliness and glory of Jesus. His countenance was brighter than the sun at noonday. His robe was whiter than the whitest white. How can I, dear sister, describe to you the glories of heaven, and the lovely angels singing and playing upon their harps of 10 strings? Dear sister, is not heaven cheap enough? I saw that we sensed and realized but little of the importance of the Sabbath, to what we yet should realize and know of its importance and glory. I saw we knew not what it was yet to ride upon the high places of the earth and to be fed with the heritage of Jacob. But when the refreshing and latter rain shall come from the presence of the Lord and the glory of His power, we shall know what it is to be fed with the heritage of Jacob and ride upon the high places of the earth. Then shall we see the Sabbath more in its importance and glory. But we shall not see it in all its glory and importance until the covenant of peace is made with us at the voice of God, and the pearly gates of the New Jerusalem are thrown open and swing back on their glittering hinges. And the glad and joyful voice of the lovely Jesus is heard, richer than any music that ever fell on mortal ear, bidding us to enter, that we had a perfect right in the city, for we had kept the commandments of God. And heaven, sweet heaven, is our home, for we have kept the commandments of God. Dear sister, after I came out of vision, this world looked desolate to me. The views that God has given me have spoiled this world for me. Nothing here looks lovely. I rejoice with you that you have turned your back upon the world and are laying up for yourself a treasure in heaven, an enduring substance. Praise the Lord. Monday morn. You speak about going to Paris and about our coming there again, and you meeting us in Boston. The Lord showed me about 4 or 5 weeks ago that we must not go to Paris again, that they had not appreciated our labors there, and that they would yet desire to see some of the servants of God in Paris. I saw that they had not heeded the visions that God has given them, and unless they did heed them, they would pass through awful trials and judgments. I saw that Brother Stephen's and Andrew's families would have to die a greater death to this world than they ever yet have died. It is impossible for me to describe to you their present state. Their letters that they write you may appear to be spiritual and interesting, but they are in a dark place. They think a great deal too much of their appearance, and are proud, and are much more devoted to themselves than they are to God. Do not go to Paris. If you go anywhere, go to Topsom, Maine, to Brother Howland's, the one that has the charge of my little boy, Henry. You would meet a hearty reception from them, and Francis and Rebecca you could but love. Francis is 23, Rebecca is 16. It would not cost so much to go from Boston to Topsom as it would to go from Boston to Paris. you would be disappointed greatly if you should go to Paris. You had much better remain where you are. I write this to you in confidence, that you may know just how things stand in Paris. You ask respecting the ages of Brother Thompson's family. Betsy, the eldest, is 24. Sally, the next, is 22. Nancy is 20. Mary is 12. They are very interesting girls and believe that we have the truth and are willing to do all they can to help the cause. Brother Cushman has 4 daughters. 2 have been married and have children, but are now at home, their husbands being so opposed that they could not live with them, and they brought both of their wives to Brother Cushman's and their children. They are very interesting women. The 2 youngest are 20 and 17. Margaret is 20. Anna is 17, I believe. Then he has another daughter married in the faith, and 1 son married and 1 unmarried. They are good children.
Sister Thompson reminds me of your mother. She looks much like her. Much love to Sister Gorham. Tell her to trust wholly in God. He will take care of her. We received the $2 she sent, but are afraid she sent too much for her limited means. We received the $4 that your father sent. $1 was to go for the visions. I believe 3 for the paper. If this is not correct, please inform us. Much love to all the children and your father. Write us soon. In love.